الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب، ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء، ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before we actually talk, just a little bit of one point which is very important, which comes to mind over and over, and that is with regard to our wudu, when we make wudu for salah. There are a lot of many other discussions also, but we see quite commonly many people just splash and say wudu is done. Wudu is a ibadat and which has to be done in a specific way. Also, particularly in the wudu, the point that we have to take cognizance of is washing the legs, not just dangling it under the water. Normally, many times we see people just dangle their legs under the water, under the tap, and wudu is done. Wudu will not be done in that way. It's very important. So we have come, Allah Ta'ala make it, we learn our deen, inshallah. What I wish to speak about is just a little bit, mashallah, the bayans are already sufficient. There is no necessity to add anything more. It is more than enough. But just a few of my own personal experiences when I was in Dioban, I will narrate that. Otherwise, from the kitabs, mashallah, we heard so much. So in about 1389, 1390, 1391 Hijri, and corresponding to the English years, 1969, 1970, and 1971 were the years Allah gave me the great good fortune of being in Darul Uloom Deoband. So there we, of course, with our asatiza, just a few brief instances so that we can see that what their caliber and what their status was. One such great luminary, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Fakhruddin Sahib Muradabadi, who was the Shaykh al-Hadith for about 40 years in Darul Uloom Deoband. So Allah Ta'ala gave the good fortune that I had the opportunity, and Hazrat should teach at a very advanced age, but he should teach 3 hours Bukhari Sharif in the morning from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. What was required of him was 1 hour from the madrasa. But he taught for 3 hours. And then at night again, according to seasons, 9 to 12 at night also. 6 hours a day he should teach. And there were more than enough occasions he should teach for his 3 hours. Then say, bhai, ab to main thak gaya. Now I'm tired. And then the gong should go that it's time. In other words, his timing was also just like that. I had the good fortune also to serve Hazrat with Malk when he used to teach at night. So facing like this, I should sit on the left side of Hazrat, and whenever he should make a sign, then I should pour the milk from the cup into the plate and present it to Hazrat. Then it came to my thought, my stupidity, that Hazrat has to take the plate over the kitab and then drink with the right hand, sip and drink. So let me go and sit on the other side, on the right side. Then it's easy for me to give the cup of the plate of milk. But Hazrat, what I wish to show here, that how they were above their nafs. Their nafs had nothing, they had nothing to do with their nafs. We, our nafs, our desires, our lust, We give preference to that over almost everything. So when I sat on that side, Hazrat reprimanded me loudly and told me, stupid, bewakuf, yahan tu baitha, you're sitting this side, and the lamp which was there for light on the kitab, he says the moths, etc., they will fall into the tea, etc. So go and sit where you were sitting. So I went back and I sat there. And then, now when I gave the cup, the plate of milk again, and I was then shaking because Hazrat had reprimanded me, so my hands shakingly I gave the plate of milk. In that, the milk fell on Hazrat. Hot, hot milk. And in winter, but Hazrat didn't say one word. There where it was my stupidity, he reprimanded me immediately. Yeah, where it was something, he perhaps burnt also with the hot milk. And his chadar, his shawl that he was wearing, got soiled. But he didn't say one word. He just removed his chadar and told me, go and wash it now, before the milk, all the effects of the milk. The next day, after washing it, everything, I mean, then presented it back to Hazrat and asked for Mu'afi. Hazrat said, but that wasn't your mistake. But in error you did it. Now just see where it was, how stupidity, immediately how he did, and where it was an error. And though he suffered the consequence, but he didn't speak one word. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is, I'm just narrating, but to have that, to be able to forgive, to overlook. We, on small, small matters, we reprimand. Connected with that, another little incident. After I had finished, I stayed 1 year extra, and I went for barakat for the dars, for the sabah. And anyone who knows Darul Ulum Deoband, Hazrat used to teach in what is called Darul Hadith Tahtani, the lower floor. The upper floor was where actually the Darul Hadith was. But because Hazrat was advanced in age, to climb stairs, etc. was a problem, so Hazrat should teach at the bottom. So when Hazrat was teaching, somebody informed Hazrat that on the balcony, there was a balcony around the Darul Hadith, that there are some journalists and they are taking photos from there. Oh, that day I saw Hazrat, which I never saw ever in my 3 years stay there. And Alhamdulillah, we had close contact with Hazrat. But I never saw his anger as I saw it on that night. And he reprimanded, he shouted those people and told them that they must leave immediately. So today, photography, as Allah reward Maulana, our MC, repeatedly repeating it, and somebody brought it to our notice, where in some organizations, places where they announce, don't take photos. With that, the people are taking photos of. While he's announcing, and they are recording that, they don't take photos. So Allah Ta'ala forgive our audacity. And as the speakers had explained, Mufti Ibrahim Saliji Sahib, Damat Barakat, Mufti Sahib, all, that today we have become bold and we have become audacious in breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah forgive me, forgive us all. We are all desperately in need of the help of Allah Ta'ala. Of course, definitely, I am the worst of all. And these are just reminders, and the first is to remind myself. And then everyone, Allah Ta'ala, gift of it, we all get reminded. Another instance which comes to mind is that there was one meeting, mashura of the Darul Ulum Deoband, that was in the end of Ramadan every year. So Hazrat should come from Muradabad, which was about 250 miles or kilometers, I can't remember exactly now, but it was a distance by train Hazrat should come for this. So Hazrat came, attended the mashura, and he was returning. And as students and lovers of Hazrat, Deoband is a small station. Saharanpur is a big station where the major trains change and travel, etc. So we went to Saharanpur, from where Hazrat would be taking the train to Muradabad. When we got there, Maulana Saifullah, who was the khadim, the attendant of Hazrat, he was with Hazrat, and we were well acquainted with him, and usually with the khadims, you have more easy access and discussion. Anyone you want to find out about Hazrat, you ask his attendant. So when we went there, I got a bit overtaken, and I asked, how is Hazrat going to travel? He said, as Hazrat always travels. That is by third class. No reservation, nothing. And we had traveled with a friend before on that train. And for a long distance, I can remember, there was absolutely no place in the coach. We were holding the railing at the door and we were hanging in that way. And anything can happen in there. And then we managed to get inside. And then when some more passengers left, we got some sitting place. So it was a difficult task. So I said, Hazrat is going to travel in that. How can that be? So he said, that is how Hazrat always travels. And he says, he added and he told me, not to, this is what I want to highlight now, not one namaz does Hazrat miss in that condition, where to move around is a problem. To get to the toilet, to bathroom, make wudu, and then after that come and make namaz again. And of course, the namaz, Hazrat's namaz, if I remember, quote another incident to show that how, what concentration they should make namaz. So that, in any way, that was the case. So I thought, how can Hazrat travel like that? It can't be. So I took Mana Saifullah, the Khadim's hand, and we went back to the ticket office. Gave him those tickets, and we bought first class tickets. Hazrat didn't know anything. When the train came, Mana Saifullah took Hazrat and put him in the first class. He was way by now. There's so much of comfort and everything at ease, and no rushing, the coach is not full or anything. So anyway, that was all over after Ramadan when Hazrat came back to Deoband to come and teach again. So I went as normal to go and meet Hazrat. Hazrat in that old age, which was very unusual, he got up and then he embraced me for a long time. And the du'as he gave, only Allah knows what du'as Hazrat gave at that time. So and this is the appreciation, that every small thing, they show great appreciation for it. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. Hazrat was, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Fakhruddin Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he used to, his Maghrib namaz, his Khadim Maulana Saifullah, used to keep about 2 to 3 lotus jugs of water ready, that if Hazrat's wuzu breaks. Because even in the short rakat of three rakat, Maghrib, which is usually quite short, but there also the possibility was, because Hazrat was at that age and that, and what his namazes he should make, and with what concentration, devotion, and how they should devote themselves. About Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, whom Hazrat Mufti Mutara Sahib Damat Barakatuhum explained to us, we saw Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat, used to go to Saharanpur to his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahimahumullah, every Thursday, as soon as the time for we off from madrasa, the classes are finished, that he should walk. And Hazrat was, well, at that time he wasn't that old stuff. He should walk at a speed. For us, we were perhaps 30, 40, more than that years younger. But we couldn't keep up with the speed and the pace that Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib used to walk. Those of us who saw Mufti Sahib, we saw him late in his, of his later life. At that time he was now in advanced age, etc. But at that time how he was agile and how he was fit and at what pace. So what I noticed there in Saharanpur, that to make your salatu tasbih, the time which is ulama usually make is between zawal and the time of khutbah. So it's a very short period, according to season, it becomes a bit longer, shorter. But Hazrat Mufti Sahib used to make his, without fail, he should make his Salatul Tasbih, make his ghusl finished, and then come and make his Salatul Tasbih. And he was a person of what great caliber. So what I'm trying to illustrate for myself first, for all of us, in fact, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in the Dars Sabak, of Bukhari Sharif, when the hadith came that the signs of a munafiq are 3. And then immediately he told anyone now who will think of somebody else who's got that one of those 3 habits, that person, though studying Bukhari Sharif, he will be destroyed. And whoever will think it about himself, whether these signs are in me, that when I speak I lie, when we have an argument, when you have a dispute, you start shouting, swearing, fighting, etc. So those things makes a promise, breaks his promise. If you think of yourself, you will benefit tremendously. So Allah make it we all take advantage of this gathering and these great ulama that have given talk. Allah give me the tawfiq to benefit from it. And the important thing is that it comes into our practice. That is very, very important. Just to talk about Deen, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, may Allah increase their darajat higher and higher all the time, used to say, people have heard enough of Islam. They have seen, they have read enough of Islam. What they want to see Islam. That qualities which we are talking about, that must be in our lives. And the way to spread the deen is in that way. Deen spreads the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who spread deen, and how they spread deen, Allahu Akbar. In those days, many times I say, repeat this, that those ulama, Allah give them jazaa khair, reward them tremendously, who have drawn up those maps and shown that how from Medina Sharif, the jamaats of the Sahaba went to the various parts of the world. The east, the far east, the north, the far north, the west, the far west. And at those times when they traveled on horseback, when they traveled on camels, when they walked and went, and how they went, Allahu Akbar, but they took the message of Islam. In the time of the Sahaba, Islam spread in the existing world of that time, right to the east, west, north, far north, everywhere Islam spread. So they did not spread Islam with lectures. They did not spread Islam with literature. They spread Islam with what it was in their lives they saw it. As with regard to Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, those who had witnessed, they saw that he, the domestics who worked there, he didn't give anyone the awat of Islam, as we will give. But his life was such that they said, this is a man of God, in their language. And all of them accepted Islam. So Allah Ta'ala make it that this can come into our lives. So in order to spread Islam, Islam is to come into our lives. For example, Nabi Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to Kenya, I think it was in Nairobi most probably, and he told the people there, our Indian people, our Muslim people, Indian people, that you people took on with the white people, and as they looked down on the black people, and treated how they treated the local black people, you people did the same with them. Had you treated them as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had taught, it should be completely different. So today we also have got our great, great weaknesses. We got no superiority as, I think Mufti Saleji Sahib, the Ahmad Barakatum explained, it isn't what you got, what the color of your skin is, who you are, how you leave the world. That is the important thing. And these people, how many people, what their position by Allah Ta'ala. Once I remember in the morning we sit here and make dhikr, and one student was Hambrawain, reciting his sabah, hifz, to the ustad. And he was reading a bit loudly. What beautiful reading. It impresses you. And you think some people might be at universities, some people might be at or doing things they are doing. But this boy reading Quran Sharif like this, and what is his value by Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate and understand. And Allah Ta'ala, let deen come into our lives, into my life, practically. Then deen will spread.